Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, coming up, we've got White Sox baseball for you here on WGN. We'll update news. And right now, we want to bring into the conversation Jennifer Cribbs, who is the concessions manager for Delaware North Sports Service. That means she's the concessions manager for your Chicago White Sox and is responsible for all the food at Guaranteed Rate Field. Jennifer, welcome to WGN. Nice to have you on with us.
Hi, Dean. Thanks for having me. Getting excited here.
So I always kind of feel a little bit bad when we do this segment every year, finding out what's new at the ballparks, because I know you guys are, it would be like talking to an accountant on April 14th.
Right.
The day before tax day. You guys, your absolutely busiest time of year, and Dean is bothering you to, join us to talk about what's new at the ballparks. Are you guys, what's the state of preparation right now as you get ready for opening day this coming week?
Well, first off, I appreciate that you recognize that, because sometimes I don't think folks do. We started our planning in January. I'd say 8 years ago when I came over to the White Sox, there was an off season, and now we come out of the gates right after the holidays looking for, all right, what do we want to do that's new and exciting, and what can we bring to our fans to make them want to come out to the ballpark?
So in terms of the staples, the most popular foods, we were just talking with David about what they sell up at Wrigley Field. I got to think that it's, probably about the same at most ballparks. What are your most popular food items at Guaranteed Rate?
Honestly, my favorite item is the Vienna beef dog right off the grill with easy, well-done onions. Mm. And I think that we do it so well here. And again, yes, you're right, that's a staple. Also, our Comiskey burger has become one of my favorite items. We created that about 5 years ago. And two burger patties with Merck's cheese, and then what we named a Chi-Town Pico. It's all the toppings of a Chicago-style hot dog that
really?
We chop up and make into a relish.
Wow. I can imagine that's quite delicious.
Right. So that's been a fan favorite, as well as our Cuban sandwich and our elotes. I think people seek those items out when they come to Guaranteed Rate Field.
So the Cuban sandwiches are like a sort of a panini style
correct
sandwich that you'd find, like Cuban restaurants and places like that. Is it like ham and?
So yeah, the sliced ham, and then we have some shredded pork, mojo sauce, Swiss cheese, and then it is like panini style, grilled on the, pressed on the grill.
Right.
We've had a few others. So Delaware North runs concessions at 11 other Major League Baseball stadiums, and we've had some of our counterparts actually borrow and take that dish from us because it's so good.
Yeah, it does sound fantastic. And when you say that elotes have also become one of your favorite, is that that's Mexican-style corn, I think, right?
Correct. So corn right off the cob. They take the corn, they shuck it right there, slice the corn off, and then you can dress it how you like it. I like it with everything.
Right. It's sliced off the cob and put into a cup. Is that correct?
Yeah, right into like a dish.
And sometimes you put like what would be like a sour cream or chili powder.
So it's actually mayonnaise.
Oh, it's mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So mayonnaise, a little spray of lime, chili pepper, and butter.
Of all the things that you've mentioned, and they all sound quite delicious, that actually might be my favorite of the whole bunch.
Have you had our elotes yet?
I haven't had your elotes, but I've made them myself, and I've served them, like barbecue, backyard get-togethers and things like that, where I grill up the corn, slice it off, and I put them in, like fancy cups or glasses or, you know, something like that, and put all the toppings on the table, and people can, you know, fix them up for themselves. You know, the delicious roasted corn, there's nothing better than that in my book.
No, especially in the summer.
Especially in the summertime. Really, it's actually perfect, kind of perfect ballpark food, really. What are the most popular things that you sell? Hot dogs? Is that number one at Guaranteed Rate Field?
It is, absolutely. Our Vienna beef, all beef dog is the top dog, pun intended, that we sell here.
And after that, does it go like pretzels? What, how, you know, what did he just say at Wrigley Field?
Yeah, I'd say the pretzels and popcorn are staples. Delaware North was founded on popcorn. Okay. So, and also I'll say we now have a new sponsor with Garrett's, and we're excited to bring them on.
Oh, people are going to have those orange fingers out there at the Garrett's at all the ballparks.
Yeah, and, you know, besides food and beverage, I always think a new fun souvenir item is a must. And this year we're doing a souvenir popcorn bucket. So it was designed by the White Sox design team. Awesome graphics, and so you could bring it home with you and use your White Sox popcorn bucket when you make popcorn at home.
Good deal. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the new items that you're offering for 2019. Jennifer Cribbs, concessions manager at Guaranteed Rate Field, on the line with us. We'll be right back. It's Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN, getting ready for a quick news update, and then the Sox taking on the Royals today. Andy Mazur will have your pregame coming up in just a couple of minutes. Jennifer Cribbs is on with us, the concessions manager from Guaranteed Rate Field, talking about the new food items of the year. So, Jennifer, what are you most excited about now for 2019?
Well, a couple new dishes we're really excited about. First off, we took one of our concession stands in the 109-110 section and completely revamped it, gutted it, and we're going to do a loaded French fry menu. We have 8 different options for the loaded fries, and that was fun the last few months, coming up with the different recipes and taste testing lots of fries.
I'm seeing on the list here a chili and cheese fry, dusted French fries, Greek fries, Irish fries. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Irish fries? Greek fries, I assume, must be feta cheese and the tzatziki sauce, maybe?
Yes, feta cheese, tzatziki, and some gyro meat, finished off with some tomatoes. And actually, the first part of that dish, we dust the fries in this lemon seasoning. So those are one of probably like top 4 of our 10, 15 new items we're bringing on.
Okay, everything sounds fairly self-explanatory, but what are Irish fries?
Well, so the Irish nachos, that was been one of our very favorite popular dishes the last few years here, and that was French fries covered with nacho cheese, bacon, sour cream, and chives. And it was the popularity of that item that led us to think, you know, let's come up with a few new smothered and covered options. And, I mean, you can't go wrong with chili cheese. I'll never forget the first time I had chili cheese fries at Mayfair Mall in Milwaukee, and I've seen that as a trend in the last few weeks here, actually, right. the meat and cheese fries, and I feel like we're right on trend there.
Right on trend with it. Talk to me about the Polish platter that's new for 2019.
Okay, so I like to feel like coming out to Guaranteed Rate Field is like going to a mini Taste of Chicago. You know, we have all the neighborhoods and the cultures represented, and this is our homage here to the Polish. And again, we've sold pierogies for the last 3 or 4 years, and year after year we saw how just wildly successful they were.
Sure.
and we were selling more and more year after year. So we thought, let's designate a location, and came up with the Polish platter. That's a half-pound Vienna beef Polish kielbasa, and that's served with your choice of loaded baked potato pierogies or onion pierogies.
Wow, that sounds good. That sounds good, and you know, perfect for ballpark eating as well. I'm gonna rush you along here to a couple of other items because we have to get, ironically enough, to the White Sox game in a second.
Great,
but you've got what's called the Asian appetizer duo, the Impossible Asian appetizer duo. What is that, quickly?
So that actually is going to be served in the Diamond Suites location. That's a item from Levy, who is our counterpart here. That is pan-fried pot stickers with ginger, scallions, cabbage. Excuse me, Dean.
Yeah, right. With
some soy chili dipping sauce.
Okay.
And there's also spring rolls with snap of cabbage, green onions, ginger, jalapeno marmalade, and a Chinese hot mustard sauce.
Wow, that's a long way from my hot dog and peanuts, I'll tell you that much.
Absolutely. Every year we're trying to, you know, outdo each other with who can come up with the craziest item.
Absolutely, I get it. I see fire roasted Brussels sprouts on here. I see turkey and brie. Just all kinds of things that are new and different, and they sound delicious. Bacon popcorn sounds fantastic, all at guaranteed rate field this year, not to mention your new partnership with Antique Taco as well. We appreciate you joining us today, Jennifer, and we hope you have a great opening day this year.
Thank you so much.